think around maybe end of March to have everything in place, I believe, which we have not met at the deadline, but we have made some good progress since then. So we're on the right track. The original intention was to put the IXP at the NTRC, but after some meetings with the IXP working group that was established, we came up with an alternative location, better for everyone involved, to house equipment, easier access and so forth. And that location is where we're negotiating with the persons who own it to come to agreement to install the IXP equipment at that location. And we have made some good progress in that area. So we have come to agreement with them on the price and so forth, the monthly cost to house the equipment at that location. So that's being resolved. The other area was the tendering of the equipment. We did the tender process for the equipment, which was done. I think we had to do it over. There were not enough responses to the first tender documents that were sent out. So it was done a second time, and we had two companies that submitted bids. That was through the government tender process. That's what the tenders board and so forth. So those were analyzed, and we have decided to take most of the equipment from that tender. As I said, the tender was done in a format where you can choose how much equipment we wanted from it based on the cost and what was budgeted to be spent. So that process has been completed, and the government